after graduation from Lincoln High School, then what do you do?
I married Lyman Brown, and that didn't work. We were young, and we had two different visions for life. I still wanted to go to school. That was sort of a conflict in there, and that didn't last. I then started to work because Daddy knew all of the rich people. So coming up in high school, we worked at Thanksgiving, Christmas for the rich, washed their dishes, cleaned up after dinner. There was several blacks in the home. There was a cook, and there was a person that served the meal. We washed the dishes after they prepared the meal and served the meal. Then we cleaned up after that. So that's what I did. I worked for these people, for Daddy. Daddy would get us a job working for this person, doing domestic work or working in homes. After that, Daddy came and said he wanted me to work for a man that had a motel where you could make the beds. So we did that for a while. That was getting out of the field because there was no cotton to chop and pull during the wintertime. And so you wanted a job that would last year-round. Most blacks did seasonal works. So this was getting away from that seasonal work. Daddy came home and said that they needed someone to work at Pooh Mortgage Company in the kitchen. They said all you would have to do is make the coffee for coffee breaks, watch over the donuts, and keep the office clean after hours. That would be year-round. That was fine. So then I started working for Pooh Mortgage Company. That was fantastic for me.
How long did you work in that position for the mortgage company?
I worked in that position for Pooh Mortgage Company from the 60s through, I believe it was 1984. In the meantime, Friend School was giving typing lessons. So I went to Friend School and brushed up on my typing. During December and January, when they were getting ready to send out the statements, interest statements and so on, I would ask those young women, same age I was or looked the same, I would ask them to allow me to work on their computers. Let me run that for you.
Computers? You mean typewriters?
No. I'm talking, they had a big NCR, big computer that they would take the card.
Oh, yes.
And put it in that computer. Mm-hmm. And that computer would read off that interest. Read off those payments, post those payments. So after working hours, I would clean up the kitchen, get all my work done, go to all the individual offices and make sure that I've done all of my work. If there was anyone left there doing work, then I would ask them to let me help them with their work. See, it all comes back now from working and being with my father who said, respect people. And I had to respect white people. I knew how to respect them. I knew how to speak to them, to be a part, allow me to help you. Those women were getting the work done, and they didn't have anything to do but sip coffee or go in the break room, get a Coke or whatever they wanted to do. And Loretta was doing the work. When I heard about the law being passed.
The Civil Rights Act.
The Civil Rights
Act. In 1964.
Yes, when I heard about that. It didn't funnel here.
Right.
It didn't get here. In 1967, I then applied for a position with Pooh Mortgage. When Mr. Smith, who was the office manager, he came in for his coffee on break. Mr. Smith, I said, I understand that the person that's working in the computer room will be leaving, that Glenna will be leaving the posting machine. I said, I'd like to work on that posting machine. He looked at me as if to say, what are you saying? He looked at me just momentarily like, I know I didn't hear this. And then he said, you want to work? in the office out there? You want to leave what you're doing here? He said, I'll need to speak to Mr. Allen, who was one of the owners, president of the company. He said, and I'll get back with you. Before he came back, Mr. Allen came in and said, Loretta, I understand that you want to work on the posting machine. And I said, I would love to, Mr. Allen. He said, Fred, we'll talk with you about it. That was that morning. We came back in the afternoon. Mr. Smith said, if you leave this position and you can't do the work, we'll fire you. I said to him, I said, Mr. Smith, if you hire me, you will never fire me for the lack of my doing the work. They asked me if I would work there until they hired someone else. I would then help that person, and then I could go into the computer room where the posting machine was. The advantage, because I had worked in those different areas, the escrow, and I would go into the insurance department. Anyone that was working after five, I worked in all of the areas. I would help with all of that. So I knew the operation of the company. Because I posted, I did all of their work on that posting machine. I did the general ledger, and I balanced that. So I knew the operation. I knew every department. And I learned that. So I knew that I could do all of that work.
They did not know, did they, when you asked the question, would you hire me, that you had been working after hours?
No, they didn't know that.
And so they were just hiring you cold blank as far as they were concerned.
That's right.
And then lo and behold, here is somebody that we hired her. Where did she learn all that?
Yes. It had been over time that I learned the operations. But see, I could help each person in the different departments because I posted their work. They sent it then to the bookkeeper. And that bookkeeper then would have those different numbers for the different ledgers. And I knew that. I had to learn where the ledgers and where this posting was, that posting was for this department, for the different departments. I had to know that.
You were brought in as the first black to work in the office?
Yes. I was the first. That's right.
There was no backlash about that, I would imagine, in the community when people came in and they saw you there working?
No, because I was in the back.
Okay.
I was at the very back of the office. I was not out front. They didn't see me unless they was going to the kitchen. And see, when I was sitting down at the posting machine, someone could come in that wanted to talk about their escrow. They could come in and sit down, and they would never see me because the windows was up high in the computer room. So I wasn't visible. It wasn't one of those things that here they've hired a black at Pooh Mortgage Company, no.
But you went on, you served as a manager, an assistant manager of the second mortgage and consumer loan department, included service personnel and second mortgage loans, working in the origination department. You were a loan officer, a processor. You worked as a chief teller, savings account clerk, assistant loan supervisor for American Express International Banking in Germany?
Yes. In Germany, that was a different experience, too, because they had not had someone that would have the knowledge of working.